welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. We're going to talk today about a poem that you picked that deals with osteoporosis, a common disease characterized by bone loss, microarchitectural disruption, and skeletal problems. All of these result in the risk for fracture. The goal of screening for osteoporosis is obviously to identify persons who are at increased risk of having a fracture, who would benefit before they have the fracture of some sort of intervention to minimize risk. The most common sites of fractures related to osteoporosis are the spine, that is vertebral compression fractures, the hip and the wrist. We use bone mineral density, BMD data, to give us some information about the epidemiology, specifically the NHANES data set of somewhere north of 10 million older adults showed that this is far more common than we expect. About 43 million people had low bone mass. The goal of screening, as we said, is to identify these people early. There are some validated risk factors that are independent of bone mineral density. These include advanced age, previous fractures, glucocorticoid therapy, low body weight, history of rib fracture, cigarette smoking, alcohol intake, and race and ethnicity. That is that whites have higher rates of osteoporosis than Black, Latinos, or Asian Americans. So we use this scan that we're all familiar with called the DEXA scan. It's the most widely used method for measuring bone mineral density. It gives us precise measurements. Of course, the major disadvantage of DEXA scans is that the machine is the size of a small car. It's not portable. It's expensive. And it does use some ionizing radiation. You found a poem. It was published in JAMA Internal Medicine. It starts on page 1232. It attempts to answer the clinical question, are repeat bone mineral density tests necessary to identify women who are susceptible to fracture? So if we've done one and exposed them to a bit of ionizing radiation, do we need to keep doing these? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this was actually a secondary analysis from the Women's Health Initiative study. That was the study that demonstrated the relative lack of benefit of hormone replacement therapy. The study had postmenopausal women aged 50 to 79. They had a mean age of 66 years, and they all underwent a baseline bone density measurement. And 65 is the recommended age for most average risk women, women without any particular risk factors for getting that initial bone density. Then they did a second bone density measurement 3 years later. There was no active treatment for osteoporosis during that time. They did just calcium and vitamin D. And the women were followed up for an average of 12 years after the initial test. And during that 12-year period, 1.9% of the women, about 1 in 50, had a hip fracture, and about 10% had a major osteoporotic fracture, hip, spine, forearm, shoulder. And they only included clinical fractures, not a vertebral fracture that only shows up on x-ray and the patient never knew about it. They compared the baseline bone density result, looking at the change in bone density over 3 years, or the combination of change in bone density plus baseline measurement. And doing that didn't predict subsequent hip or major fractures any better. So just that initial bone density was all you needed. The follow-up didn't add any information, didn't give you a better prediction or a better sense of whether the woman was at risk for a fracture. They looked at associations between bone density and fracture risk in subgroups like women with diabetes, older versus younger, race, ethnicity, body weight, baseline score, and didn't find any differences. So bottom line, rechecking bone mineral density after 3 years doesn't add any additional prognostic information. It is tempting, I think, to keep getting these tests. You know, we get one once, let's see how we're doing. But there have been other studies showing that there's a lot of variability in the score, that, you know, it isn't a very good predictor of treatment success. And now we know it isn't a good predictor of fracture either, adding that subsequent test.
Just a quick question. So the study patients ranged in age from 50 to 79. One might think that if you checked early at 50, a second test a decade or two later might be different, as opposed to if you checked it at 75 and did it, you know, at 78, it might not make that much difference. Did it make a difference when you started?
Yeah, you know, so the USPSTF recommendation is to start at age 65, unless women have an elevated risk, and then they should start earlier, but basically at the point where their risk is that of a 65-year-old. So if a woman's 55 and she's average risk, she shouldn't really be getting tested anyway. If a woman is 50 or 55 but has risk factors like steroid use, some of the things you went over earlier, then that woman could get tested. But again, her risk is similar to that of a 65-year-old. So, you know, we shouldn't be over-testing women. We should be, you know, following the guidelines and the science on that. And also, there's also some research that in women who had a completely normal bone density, they really are very unlikely to see that density slip into the osteoporotic range, even as long as 10 to 15 years later.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again in a week.
Looking forward to it.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.